first business, please.
Looks like you've got a lot on your plate too, Kev.
The best iPhone. Available on EE, the UK's best network. BT and EE, better for business.
Apple Intelligence coming December 2024. Best for network performance. Verify at ee.co.uk/claims.
Hey Sainsbury's, I love Halloween. How can I raise my family's spirits too?
Raise spirits?
My speciality. Trick-or-treating will awaken anyone's inner ghoul. And that's just for starters. We've got decorations to haunt up your house, accessories to spook up your style, pumpkins to pick up in store, and enough sweet treats to last till the afterlife.
Consider yourself my spirit guide.
For everything you need for the big haunt, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability, selected stores.
Dad had a beautiful death, and they're like,
yeah.
What does that mean? That he was comfortable, he was pain-free.
Yeah.
He felt safe to have that.
Yeah.
To know that's the ending that you're going to have is precious.
Yeah.
And that comes with Marie Curie.
Give better end-of-life care to all, whatever the illness, by including a gift in your will to Marie Curie. Get your free will guide today. Search Marie Curie Will Talk.
Switch to EE's ultra-reliable full-fiber broadband for only $29.99 a month and pay absolutely nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it stays fast.
Even at peak times.
And it's powered by BT.
Bingo! All on the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE. Hurry, offer ends 17th of October.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply. Price increases on 31st of March each year by £3 a month.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Proposals which could see assisted dying legalised in England will be introduced in Parliament later. Campaigners say it will allow for dignity at the end of life among those who are terminally ill, while critics say it could force vulnerable people into certain decisions. Dave Sauer from Chiswick travelled to Switzerland with his wife Christy in 2022 for an assisted death. He's not convinced the bill would have helped in their case.
My concern is that she may be proposing a very restricted set of eligibility criteria. My wife, with her MS, may not be covered because her situation came under the category of intolerable suffering from an incurable condition, and MS isn't generally considered to be a terminal illness.
Inflation's fallen below 2% for the first time in more than 3 years. Latest stats show the rate at which prices were rising last month was 1.7%. Money expert Tom Selby explains why.
We've seen petrol prices go up significantly for lots of people recently, so I think people just driving less, so that'll be driving down the impact that has on inflation. Obviously, lots of rumour and speculation about what may or may not be in the budget.
Well, it's expected to tick up again next month, though, due to a rise in our energy bills. The US has warned Israel to increase humanitarian aid in Gaza or face losing access to weapons funding. UN figures suggest around 80 trucks have entered the region since the start of this month. That's down from around 60 a day. More than 500,000 signatures are being delivered to Downing Street in the Treasury this afternoon, calling for a rethink of the scrapping of the winter fuel payments for millions of pensioners. Ministers say the decision is needed to help address a financial black hole. Experts say announcements on planes asking passengers to refrain from eating nuts are unlikely to be effective. A study suggesting it may actually give allergy sufferers a false sense of security. And the Football Association is preparing to announce Thomas Tuchel as the new England manager later. The former Chelsea boss will be formally named at a press conference this afternoon. Rain in the north and west today will be heavy at times, drier in the east and southeast of England, highs of 21 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe
on Magic Classical.
Good morning. A quotation for the day. Oscar Wilde, born this day in 1854. There are only two tragedies in life. One is not getting what one wants, and the other is getting it.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Au fond du vent,
Joseph Calea, tenor, Etienne Dupuis, baritone, the Malta Philharmonic Orchestra, and Bizet's Pearl Fisher's duet. On Magic Classical, 9 minutes past eight, on this Wednesday, the 16th of October. Morning, Charles with you, live and direct from the East Midlands for Magic Classical Breakfast, and very glad of your company. The Mad Organist will be along in due course, this side of half past eight. Mighty burst from the Mad Organist. He's just getting himself ready, sweeping the cobwebs off
dusting down his black silk top hat and getting the cape on and all that. In other matters, votes in favour of Pythagoras continue. Morning Ian, who says, yeah, what's with the dissing of my man Pythagoras? He helped me out with putting up some shelves last week. Top bloke. Respect. Oh, don't worry, Ian. There's been no dissing of Pythagoras. I mean, the fact that him and his theorem brought me out in a cold sweat and still do, really, is absolutely my failing and not his. So, yeah, big up for Pythagoras. And talking about ice cream, says Grumpy from Ealing, was it Andrea Bocelli singing in that gondola? Probably. With temperatures up to 21 degrees today, maybe it is ice cream weather for you, but I'm not paying, says Grumpy from Ealing, who you can just tell from the text has a grumpy expression like Giles's grandma in the old cartoons, and folded arms, and is going, harumph. Good. Enjoy. Have a lovely day. Ludovico Einaudi next. Les souvenirs et les émotions. Ludovico Einaudi from La Petite, Les Souvenirs et les Émotions. Einaudi himself at the piano. Penny Smith is back from 10 this morning. Did you catch Penny's chat with Linda LaPlante, screenwriter par excellence, on the show yesterday? If you didn't, of course, the Rayo app is a good avenue for catching up. That was yesterday. Tomorrow, Penny meets the author behind the great bestseller The Girl on the Train in the Magic Classical Book Club. She has a new thriller out. Find out about that tomorrow. Penny with you with her usual frolics this morning from 10. Before we get that far, you know what we have from 9?
Magic Classical presents Screen Time.
Yes, including what? Little sample of screen-related goodies coming up in Screen Time after 9 this morning. And to the screen now, this is Michael Kamen's theme for Band of Brothers. memorable music for a memorable teleseries, Band of Brothers, the music by Michael Kamen. Now then, before you know it, it'll be time for Question of the Day, Mark 2, but before we get there, I think we have a gap in the calendar for the Mad Organist. So, direct from the catacombs, the Mad Organist, coming next.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music, every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year.
The ongoing issues that I have is that I get fatigued quite a lot and quite easy, so I have to kind of manage my daily activities around sort of triggers in how I'm going to feel. My right leg doesn't work 100% properly, so I have to use a walking aid about just for balance and things. I also have like a little machine on my leg that sends electric shocks to help me drop my foot in the correct position.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories. Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Granny and Grandpa had their heart set on getting Jess a drum kit for her birthday. And because they bought it on their Barclay card, they were rewarded too. It was music to their ears. Same can't be said for Mum and Dad. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Search Barclaycard to find out more about our range of rewards cards. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Want to make winter mornings more bearable with a new coffee machine? You can spend a little smarter with Chase. Because with Roundups, you can see how your day-to-day spending can add up to more. And you have 24/7 customer support too, with a few taps in the Chase app. See what your money can do. Search Chase Bank. 18 plus UK residents. Chase current account required to open Roundup account.
This beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
McDonald's breakfast deal. Succulent sausage and egg McMuffin and a white coffee, all for just £2.79. Something that will make anyone a morning person. So morningy that even the birds are more morningy. McDonald's. Until 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Exclusions apply. Price and participation may vary.
The M61 is closed. Chorley to 6 at Horwich. Busier on the M66 at Ramsbottom, trying to join from Grain Road and through Blackrod on the A6, diverting. The M1 is closed towards Nottingham at Junction 26. There's been an accident, about to reopen though. Newport, a lane closure on the M4 from Caldra to Killian at 25. It's the outside lane closed. Bodmin, the A38 flooded between Cumminal Cross and the turn off of Liscard. And the M20, an accident from the M25 at Swanley. The M20 access is closed. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Good to the very last drop. And a proper mad organist name, that's Gaston Litaize. See, great name for a mad organist, Gaston. With the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Daniel Barenboim conducting. And Saint-Saëns from his organ symphony, the second movement. Well, I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. It's certainly, it's not quite blown the roof off, but it's certainly loosened it, I think it's fair to say. I'll turn the speakers down again. Time for question of the day, Mark 2. Mark 1, the answer was 40, but that was earlier. Now, it's later. Question of the day, Mark 2. We know Professor Albus Dumbledore as a Harry Potter character. But Dumbledore, minus the E at the end, is an old English word for a creature. Which creature? Okay, we know Professor Albus Dumbledore as a Harry Potter character, but Dumbledore, minus the E at the end, is an old English word for what creature? Usual rules of engagement. No such thing as wrong, no answer too daft, all suggestions welcome, all prizes completely and utterly imaginary. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical. By email, it's charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see what we can do with it this side of 9 o'clock. Just nudging 8:30 now. Headlines this morning. The rate at which prices are rising has dropped to 1.7%, down from 2.2% in August. It could be good news for the cost of borrowing, as it means inflation is, at the moment, below the Bank of England's 2% target. Proposals which could see assisted dying legalised in England will be introduced in Parliament later. Campaigners say it would allow for dignity at the end of life. Critics say it could force vulnerable people into decisions. 5 people, including 2 children, have died following a crash on the M6 in Cumbria. Collision involving 2 cars happened on the northbound side yesterday afternoon. A 3rd child is seriously injured in hospital. And the Football Association is preparing to announce Thomas Tuchel as the new England manager. We understand the former Chelsea boss will be formally named at a press conference this lunchtime. Weather mild, unsettled, quite rainy across most of the country. The southeast holding out with sunny spells until rain arrives this evening. Tonight, rain to start the night, dry by the end. And then tomorrow looks like another mild one with sunny spells. Magic Classical, playing Bach next, the 3rd movement of his Concerto in D, with guitarist Rafael Fietra. Thank you. French guitarist called Raphaël Feuillatre. And that's from an album he released last year called Visage Baroque, with an array of music including that by Bach. Question of the day, Mark 2. We know Professor Albus Dumbledore as a Harry Potter character, but Dumbledore, spelt the same except minus the E at the end, is an old English word for which creature? What could it be? 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. Well, here we are, halfway through October. Slightly out of date, but very good. This is September Song by Kurt Weill, with the violinist Daniel Hope. Daniel Hope making a lovely job of the violin solo on September Song by Kurt Weill, with Jacques Amon piano and the Zurich Chamber Orchestra. Morning Malk, who says thanks for the mad organist. Well, my pleasure. Glad you enjoyed too. Daughter M driving me back to Gatwick at the moment to resume my travels, but she enjoyed the Saint-Saëns mad organist, saying, "It's from a film, isn't it?" Yes, yes it is. Possibly not its first appearance, though, but it certainly did good duty in film. With a pig. Safe travels to you, Malk. On the way very soon, we'll go hunting with Delib.
Ticketos, Mleticus!
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash, Dabra, Spendium, Lesicus, Moneyus, Orpheum!
Whoa. How dare you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a train and customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
Morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from $5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
What makes you feel good?
A hot cup of tea.
The smell of freshly cut grass.
Switching the home insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And there's no extra cost for paying monthly.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Home insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Get epic picks every time with the new Samsung Galaxy S24 FE.
Wait, every time?
Yeah, it's easy with Photo Assist.
So easy.
You can move things around. Look,
and reframe your picks
with a few taps.
Plus, you can save £348.
And you can claim the Galaxy Watch FE.
It's worth £199.
All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Introductory offer ends October 31st. Claim online within 30 days of purchase. Savings across contract. Eligibility credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Your home isn't just your home. It's serious sofa time.
What did he say there?
I missed it. Your sold out arena show.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's where you work your own way.
I think you're on mute.
It's where memories are made. That's why your home deserves Co-op Home Insurance. With discounts for being a Co-op member, the next time you need home insurance, we've got you covered. Literally. Get a quote today. Just search Co-op Home Insurance. Co-op Home Insurance is provided by a select panel of insurers.
Poor Sandra. She's bedbound, burning up, wishing she'd gone to Boots. Her throat's sore, head's pounding. And on top of all that, now she's feeling the FOMO. Because judging from the group chat, she's just missed the best movie night ever. So don't do a Sandra. Get your flu jab, administered with care by a Boots healthcare professional, and make the most of winter. Book yours in-store or at boots.com/flu. Boots. With you. For life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply. Subject to availability.
I'm very proud to launch my new M&S Food and Tom Kerridge Gastropub range. It's taken years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the Gastropub dine-in. For your dessert, give my super indulgent molten cookie dough a go, oozing with dark and white Belgian chocolate with a touch of sea salt. This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S Gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
this week's Sunday Brunch on Magic Classical, I'll have music from top-notch ivory tickler Melvin Tan. Do we get away with that? A much-loved classic from Vaughan Williams and a musical that kicked off the career of a young Ginger Rogers. Join me on Sunday morning at 10.
I do like a bit of harping in the morning. Cecilia de Maria and her harp, and that is called Au Matin, piece by Marcel Tournier. Before you know it, it'll be 10 to 9. Better resolve question of the day, Mark 2 then, hadn't we, before anything else happens. We know Professor Albus Dumbledore as a Harry Potter character, but Dumbledore, minus the E at the end, is an old English word for which creature? Jane. No, it's not a word for Jane in Perthshire, where it's soggy. But Jane says, my French teacher used to shout at me, Dumbledore, wake up, while making a direct hit with a piece of chalk. Ah, yes, happy school days of old when they could throw things at you. I always thought it was an obscure French word to describe my inability to grasp this beautiful language from a rotten teacher. Thank goodness for subsequent French teachers. But I haven't a clue what the real meaning is, says Jane. still wearing the scars from the direct hit with the piece of chalk. In the Mendips, extremely wet and murky. Can't see the Mendips or the Somerset levels this morning. It must improve, says Pauline, optimistic as ever. I think Dumbledore in the past was the name of a bumblebee. Am I right? Well, let's see. Sounds like a wee dormouse, says Liz in air. Never read any of the books nor seen any of the films. I think I may be a bit of an oddity, but then you know that. It's one-armed cake-making today, 10th wedding anniversary tomorrow. Well, congratulations on, both achievements, really. That's Liz tackling the cake-making one-armed, having had a fall recently. Hope that's beginning to feel better. Derek, normally of McDonald's filling station, Salem and the Isle of Mull, now on a wee break for my 80th birthday in Glasgow, thinking the answer is Bumblebee. Happy birthday, Derek, and happy travels in the big city. Dumbledore, old word for bumblebee, says... Audrey in Loughborough, did me gardening yesterday. I can now sit indoors looking out at the fruits of my labours. Maybe a day for getting on with making me Christmas cards and doing some knitting. Well, it's never a dull moment, is it? And never too early, I suppose, to be prepping the Christmas cards. Philip and Christine in Stratford. Christine said her pure guess was a Dumbledore was a dormouse. I think, says Philip, it's an old name for a bumblebee. Is there strength in these numbers? Cat in Chilwell, not sure if I remember rightly, but I think it's a bumblebee. And Mandy in Southam going for a bumblebee as well. Let's see what it says here. The sheet of power says bumblebee. A very well chosen name then, for the sound of it. Dumbledore was a bumblebee. Well done. Questions of the day will return tomorrow, usual times. Now we'll stick with nature with Voces 8. And this is a piece by Christopher Tin called Hope is the Thing with Feathers.
Thank you.
Voces 8, performing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Christopher Tin's Hope is the Thing with Feathers. And as long as the feathered thing isn't the rampant seagull that tries to steal your chips, I think we'll probably be all right. News update for 9 o'clock coming up, and then it'll be our Wednesday morning screen time, starting off in the jungle today.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith. Here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical listener in residence is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association. Providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
Sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh my God.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
What
a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good, it's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Autumn, the most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Your best friend, your walking partner, your endless entertainment, your snuggle buddy. For a lot of people, it's not a person. Your pet's your family, so care for those who care for you with Co-op Pet Insurance. With no upper age limit, dental cover is standard and unlimited online consultations with a vet. 24/7, 365 via First Vet. Protecting your furry friend has never been easier. Get a quote or search Co-op Pet Insurance. T's and C's apply. Pet insurance is administered by Insurance Factory Limited.
That's the sound of someone walking to Aldi. And that's the sound of someone running to Aldi, because they've just heard about our incredible specially selected autumn range, including our delicious steak pie, succulent slow-cooked British steak in buttery puff pastry. Get your autumn shopping all wrapped up at Aldi.
From the case files of Miss Maureen 118212.
You know, the life of a telephone detective is never dull. One minute you might be called by a lady from Luton looking for a lighting shop. The next it might be a gent from Darrow who just needs a jeweller. Whatever the number you need is Maureen 118212.
Maureen!
118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories, the sour price cuts at the petrol pumps and for airfares have driven inflation to its lowest level in over 3 years. The rate at which costs are rising has fallen to 1.7%, below the Bank of England's target of 2%. Shadow Financial Secretary to the Treasury, Nigel Huddleston, says it shows what the Tories were doing was working.
Of course, on economic statistics like this, we all know that there's a time lag, and this is largely the result of the, you know, difficult decisions that we made when we were in government.
It is expected to tick up again next month.
month, though, due to a rise in our energy bills. Meanwhile, it's understood the Chancellor will have to fill a £40 billion financial black hole in the upcoming budget. It's far more than the previously predicted £22 billion deficit. In other news, proposals which could see assisted dying legalised in England will be introduced in Parliament later. Campaigners say it'll allow for dignity at the end of life among those who are terminally ill, while critics say it could force vulnerable people into certain decisions. Lauren Peters watched her dad die in 2012 after refusing to eat. Tony had locked-in syndrome and lost his High Court case to end his life.
I find it incredibly hard to believe that as a society as advanced as ours, that we cannot devise a system that can't support people like dad whilst protecting those people who need it. I think there's fear, and that's understandable, but to not address that fear just doesn't work. It's cowardly.
Five people, including two children, have died following a crash on the M6 in Cumbria. The collision involving two cars happened on the northbound side yesterday afternoon. A third child remains seriously injured in hospital. Israeli jets have struck the southern suburbs of Beirut for the first time in nearly a week. The IDF says it's targeting a Hezbollah weapons facility. Meanwhile, the US has warned Israel to increase humanitarian aid in Gaza or face losing access to weapons funding. UN figures suggest around 80 trucks have entered the region since the start of this month. That's down from around 60 a day. And the FA will name former Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel as the new England manager this lunchtime. It's understood he'll start in the new year, with interim coach Lee Carsley taking charge for the upcoming matches against Greece and the Republic of Ireland. Rain in the north and west today will be heavy at times, drier in the east and southeast of England, highs of 21 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.